He dressed in homespun hand-me-downs that didn't quite fit, a faded red cotton shirt, and dungarees that had patches over them. His walking shoes were scuffed but serviceable, pre-dark by the look of them, instead of handmade. Ryan guessed his age as late 30s, with unkempt dark hair shot with grease streaks hanging to his shoulders, and 2 or 3 weeks splotchy beard growth covering his seamed and weathered face. A knife blade had bisected his right eyebrow years earlier, rearranging the flesh so that it looked as if part of the brow were crawling up from his eye socket.
What do you know?
I heard her calling herself one of the Chosen.
That means something to you?
I heard of the Chosen. All women, all muty women, from the way I've been told. Got these strange powers, they say. That's why the slaggers were so hard on her. Guess they heard some of the same stories.
My dear fellow, what powers are you speaking of?
Don't rightly know. Heard they know things before they happen. Heard they can suss out a lie the instant they've been told it. Also been told that if you get enough of them together, they can chill a man just by thinking about it.
And precisely how are they supposed to do these things?
If she's one of the Chosen, she'll have a bag of simples.
Simples? And what are they?
Potions, poultices, maybe even jolt that she uses to get her brain all frenzied up to do some of the big stuff. They carry herbs and some such, too. And these cards.
Ryan looked at the clothing and packs the Cold Hearts prisoners had brought with them.
Which pack is hers?
It took little time to identify one scarred leather bag with a beadwork design on it. The bag was old, the leather fraying around the thick gut strings that held it together. Some of the beads were missing. Once they'd been brightly colored, red, yellows, greens, blues, and they'd formed a pattern. Studying the pattern, Ryan thought maybe the design had once been of a quarter moon and a field of stars. Ryan went through the pack, finding the things that the man had recited. The potions were in ceramic containers with corks, wrapped in layers of cloth to keep them from breaking. The poultices were in other containers and smelled strong and sour.
Let me see those.
Ryan handed them over, then returned his attention to the pack. Nearby, Florin rocked, slowly and steadily, her attention focused totally on Ryan. He found herbs packed in homemade wax paper, the plants and flowers pressed neatly between the pages, and he found the cards in a drawstring leather pouch. There were 60 or 70 of them. All of them had faces and figures painted on them. The art looked original, drawn from some kind of source, but not printed out the way they used to be in the pre-dark ages.
Hand-painted? But there's more than your regular 52 cards and jokers.
Ryan spread the cards out before him, contemplating the array of women featured on the cards. One showed a winged woman pouring from one cup to another, with a road leading up a mountain in the background. The legend at the bottom read, Temperance. Another was of a woman with one hand on a wolf's head, the sun blazing high overhead. The legend on that one was Sun. The suits seemed to be broken down four ways, just like a normal deck. But the suits were moons, bowls, knives, and spears.
I've seen something like this. When I was riding with Trader, we came upon a bill with an old woman in it, who said she could tell the future with cards like these.
Yeah, the tarot. Supposed to be a game from the Middle Ages, maybe even further back. Storytellers used them to help make up stories as they went from town to town. From there, I guess somebody got the idea of making those stories more personal and started telling futures.
Do not be so hasty as to dismiss the power of those cards, dear lady. The great and learned minds of the totality concept had committed prodigious amounts of capital investment into the research and development of cogitation in regards to the black arts.
Those cards are so much bullshit, Doc. Good for slumber party excitement.
What about the herbs and potions?
Purely homeopathic cures and aids. Some of them make sense. Like this piece of bark wrapped in wax paper. It's aloe. Helps with burns, as an antibacterial, and as an insect repellent. Some of this stuff I can figure out, but there's a lot of it I'm not so sure about.
Can we use the things in there?
Some. I don't know about all.
Make room in the packs for them. We'll sort it out later. We don't pass up meds when we can get them. What's your name, mister?
Elmore. Franklin Elmore.
Well, Elmore, you ever heard of one of these Chosen taking over somebody else's mind?
No, but I'd believe it if you say it's true. I've even heard those women could fly.
Their society consists of women only? No men have evidenced these powers?
That's it, from what I've been told.
Well, what about the men of their community?
There ain't any. just women. A man tries to get too close to them, they chill him. Anybody who's been up and around this territory and come across any stories of the Chosen, they'll tell you that.
That explains why Christy wouldn't let me touch her, and why Florence said I'd made Christy give up her birthright.
If you will pardon the seemingly insensitive nature of my asking, but that begs the question of how such a society handles procreation.
Oh, they fuck like regular people. They got the same equipment as any woman, and some of them are downright attractive. Only they don't like it so much, and there's a price they pay.
What price?
There are a few stories, and I don't know if any of them are true. But some say the Chosen only keep their powers as long as they keep their knees locked. First time she ruts a man, she doesn't have her powers anymore.
Then why fuck?
Hey, gotta have more Chosen. Otherwise, they'd have run out of members a long time ago. I've heard they have some kind of gathering, a council, somebody told me. They judge who's worthy and who's not worthy. The ones that ain't so worthy, they become breeding stock. But it gets worse. See, the Chosen capture men from time to time, bring them into special camps quarterly, and have them lay with all the women selected as breeding stock. It takes place 4 times a year based on moon cycles.
The equinoxes and solstices.
Nah. Summer, spring, fall, and winter.
Uh-huh. You know what kind of women we're talking about here, don't you, friend Ryan? The noble bard wrote about them a number of times, and their appearances were never to the good. Yon woman is a witch.
Shh. Careful. I think she's listening. Now, I've heard some call them that. Don't you dare call one of them that to their face. I've heard they curse you out, put a hex on you. They can give a man anything from a few days worth of rotten stomach to outright death. They're just the Chosen.
What happens to the men who breed? Maybe find one, talk to him.
They don't get away. Once they get through with them, the Chosen sacrifice them. See, there's a purification process they go through to make sure the man's seed's ready before he puts his crank in any of them. Excuse me, ladies. Sorry if I've offended anybody. Just telling how it is.
Don't worry about it.
In exactly what manner do they purify them?
Ain't got a clue. I just know that by purifying the man, the Chosen makes sure the get of the fucking receives the powers of the Chosen. And that more than likely it'll be a she-get rather than a he-get.
And if the baby is a boy?
They hold on to it till the next big quarterly meeting. Then they have another sacrifice. This one's supposedly more pleasing to whatever they pray to than anything else. After all, it's part of themselves they're offering up.
Those monsters!
Florin stopped rocking and fixed her gaze on Mary.
Men make mockeries of us. And you sit there. So weak. You hang on to that man beside you, and you never think to try to have your own life. You wait for old age to claim you, and never realize your true station in this life. Women are bound to this world. Our cycles are like those of the moon, which affects everything on this world. Men are abominations put here by the dark forces that rule the shadows. Men only know the hunger that stays forever in their bellies and their loins. Their imagination is only desire misnamed. Their lust has no conscience.
The Chosen Society takes care of its breeding stock?
Sure. Feed it, clothe it, keep it fucked and pregnant every quarter that it ain't. This purification process, it ain't always so gentle. Some of the get of these unions, they're muti strain. Mindless monsters that receive some of the powers but no brains to use them. Some of them are so deformed that it would be a burden on the Chosen to keep them.
They chill damn too?
Before they draw their first breath. That's the way I hear it. A woman in the breeding stock, they pick her young enough so that she can bear 13 children. Some kind of mystical number.
That again points back to the roots in witchcraft, not the totality concept.
Not necessarily, dear lady. Limiting replication is a self-serving design. What we're discussing here would severely curtail the gene pool available to these women. By the three Kennedys, if they've been operating like this for any length of time, they could be carrying on disastrous DNA that would result in all kinds of birth defects and malformed children.
Yeah. They say the number of live births among them has been dropping, which is why they've been stealing kids the last 5 or 10 years.
You're not from here, are you?
Nah, further west, raised up by the Pacific Ocean.
And why are you here?
Wasn't no paradise there. I don't know. Guess I was just looking for someplace better. Lots of folks are. Problem is, I think we see each other in passing, but all we're doing is trading one set of problems for another. Folks get tired of that problem. They move on again.
Something about the man's answer didn't ring true to Ryan, but he couldn't pinpoint it.
They steal people's children?
Yes, ma'am. That your little boy there?
Yes.
No worries, then. They only steal girl get. You'd probably come closer to losing your man than you would your boy. Your man can fuck, and he's proved himself to any chosen by father and the boy. They take your man, leave you and the boy for dead.
Why take the girls?
They got ways of knowing which ones have some of the power. Maybe they use them herbs and potions you got there. Or maybe they just mind talk with them. Had a man tell me once that a chosen could look in a young girl's eyes and know if she could be brought up their way.